Artwork about his work. A devotion on the painting entitled Christ Crucified. Hanging on the wall between the doors of the pastor's studies in the admin wing at Lutheran Church of Our Savior is a framed print of the painting entitled Cristo Crucificado, or Christ Crucified. The framed print was gifted to Lutheran Church of Our Savior by one of its former members, Gary Sawyer, who previously served as a Christian school teacher in the Cupertino area. The painting was originally rendered through oil and canvas by the renowned Spanish Baroque artist Bartolomé Esteban Murillo in 1677. In the painting, the artist depicted the crucified Lord and Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, upon a crudely cut cross against a darkened backdrop, seemingly just seconds after his death. On viewing the picture, one cannot help but be struck by the contrast in what is seen, the brightness of Christ against the darkness of the scene around him. It might well have been the artist's determination to contrast the brightness of Christ with the darkness around him. Such contrast from an artistic perspective is done to draw attention primarily to what is brightest in the painting. Here, the body of Christ shines brightest, as his sacred head is sunk low and darkened to indicate that he has died. The body, though, shines bright against a swirling darkness that clouds even the city of Jerusalem somewhere in the distance beyond him. Here in this painting, it is only Christ and him crucified who is to be seen and beheld in the brightness of his self-sacrifice. In this scene, the King of Kings has ascended the awful throne of the cross's tree to become the King of Grief. For 3 dread hours, the light of the world had wrestled with the darkness of evil powers. Here now, his last breath spent, silent and alone, with naught but human sin and gloom around and within, the light of the world shines brighter still. The Lamb of God has taken away the sin of the world, forsaken so that we whose sin was there upon him would not be. The skull that rests against the base of his cross is a reminder of what has been defeated, what it is that lies in ruins at the foot of his awesome throne. Death itself is conquered by the sacrifice of Christ, as the atoning blood of sinless perfection pours from his wounded side and brow. Some distant light to his right illuminates the sky and reminds the viewer that, though there is darkness now, something better is coming. The King of Grief will not remain in grief forever, nor shall those whose hope is in him, their light and their life. For this same man, Jesus the Christ, rose from the dead and lives forevermore, while death remains defeated. The light of life and truth remains in him though he died, and the painting serves to remind the viewer that in Christ was perfect man and perfect God, the union of two natures in one person. This is no ordinary king, no ordinary man, no ordinary death, though the darkness around him would make it so. This is the Word of God made flesh, the very Christ who was promised of old and now delivered for the salvation of all who believe in him. His conquering death continues to shine bright in the midst of gloom and woe, that those who hear the good news of his saving grace might receive him, and thus their Father in heaven know. He took our place within the grave, that from our sins and death we would be saved. He hung alone under the weight of all sin, to shine brightly the light that leadeth all men unto him. He alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and he alone could avail amidst our strife. We find in this painting the image of our salvation, our Savior, Christ crucified, beckoning unto all to believe in the saving work he has completed, as he once declared according to the evangelist John, "Tetelestai, it is finished." Throned upon the awful tree, King of grief, I behold thee. Darkness veils thine anguished face, none its lines of woe can trace, none can tell what pangs unknown hold thee silent and alone. Silent through those 3 dread hours, wrestling with the evil powers, left alone with human sin, gloom around thee and within, till the appointed time is nigh, till the Lamb of God may die. Hark the cry that peals aloud, upward through the whelming cloud. Though the Father's only Son, thou his own anointed one, thou dost ask him, "Can it be? Why hast thou forsaken me?" Lord, should fear and anguish roll darkly o'er my sinful soul, thou who once wast thus bereft, that thine own might ne'er be left, teach me by that bitter cry in the gloom to know thee nigh. We pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, who has given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise for our justification, quicken us, we pray, by your Holy Spirit, unto newness of life, that through the power of his death and resurrection, we may dwell with Christ forever, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.